These high school students in the U.S. Capitol headlined an event honoring African-American singer Marian Anderson, who overcame racial prejudice 75 years ago. With the help of Franklin Roosevelt and his wife, Marian Anderson was allowed to perform an open-air concert here on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in April of 1939. Anderson's concert was organized after she was refused permission to sing in a nearby concert hall because she was black. Following a public outcry, 75,000 people instead attended a free concert at the Lincoln Memorial. Anderson was already well known in Europe in the 1930s, but this concert, broadcast around the United States, heightened her fame. Washington Performing Arts Society music director Stanley Thurston.
She opened the world to this idea of concert singing, and she also brought the history of the spiritual, the Negro spiritual, which before then had been sort of a community type song.
Genius, genius draws no color line. And so it is fitting that Marian Anderson should raise her voice in tribute to the noble Lincoln, whom mankind will ever honor.
Marian Anderson also became an important figure in the American Civil Rights Movement and for black artists who faced racial discrimination. Alice McClellan remembers the first time she saw Marian Anderson sing at the 1963 March on Washington.
Made you believe in equal rights. Made you speak out even when you wouldn't have. It made you raise your voice. Be aware. For all people, not just blacks, for all people.
Anderson became the first black to perform at the Metropolitan Opera in New York in 1955. She also sang at Carnegie Hall, the White House, and at presidential inaugurations.
Land where my fathers died.
Now, decades later, these young people are learning about Anderson and the song she helped popularize. Vocalist Anise Murillo says she's grateful for the opportunity to honor Anderson and follow in her footsteps.
She's also inspired me to sing my way. You don't have to fight with words or get angry.
These young artists say it's important to learn both about Anderson's music and how it helped bring change to the entire nation. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.